Well, welcome to our morning meditation, and welcome to a new year. I hope your Advent was fruitful. I hope your Christmas was a time to connect with the people you love. Well, this week, we turn our attention, as we do when the calendar turns, to the year before us and who we will be becoming in this new year. We continue the practice of self-examination that we were focusing on during Advent, looking at our interior worlds, looking for ways, here now small doable ways, we can make a difference in the world around us. Beginning, as we must, with our own thoughts, our own emotions, the interior postures that we take to the world around us, because that's where change begins. It begins with us wrestling with the habits and the thoughts and the feelings that go on in our inner worlds. Well, during Advent, we explored how the word antidote can help us explore our inner worlds, because in the lesson, Oneness People in a Two-ness World, we used that term, anti-shame, anti-humiliation, anti-judgment. How can we act as anti-venom to the poison of division? In ways, here now small doable, how can we act toward others to treat the division that besets us? And what's the interior work that we must do to be able to act in those ways authentically? So you'll want to pause the recording and get something to write with, because once again, we're going to do a practice that's best done with something to write with. And once you have that, let's relax together and breathe again. A breath in, relaxing as we breathe out. Breathing, relaxing our bodies on the exhale. Breathing and relaxing. When our kids were young, Denise and I read a book on parenting that encouraged us to catch our kids doing something good, and then to celebrate that. It's falling off a log territory to catch our kids when they're misbehaving, but looking out for, watching for, and catching them when they're doing what is good. Well, that's also an important antidote to division. Finding those people, the ones we're divided from, doing good. Because as we explored in the lesson, they carry the same inner light that we do. They are not only their bad behaviors, they are not defined by their worst days, their worst behaviors. They are not their anxiety acting out. They, like every one of us, are carriers of the inner divine, the breath of God, we say. So take a moment and allow to come to mind some person from whom you feel divided. Maybe you need to start with a mild division, not the most difficult person, because this is a process of growing into. Can you imagine a person from whom you feel divided? Can you imagine the good that they do? And could you imagine catching them while they were doing it? Now here's the thing. To do that, to catch someone doing good, we have to notice them. We have to move beyond our brain's tendency to edit them out of our attention, edit them out of our awareness. When we tend to, as we do, define the other in our minds as beyond redemption, as not worthy of our thoughts, sometimes we just have to shut them out. And if the division is painful enough, if the harm that has been done is painful enough, sometimes that's all we can do. That's where we are, and we can do no more. But sometimes we can. We can stretch ourselves. And so that's our question this morning. Can you? Can you see the good in the person from whom you feel divided? Some attribute, some act, some characteristic that is good. Maybe a little work, so pause the recording. Do an inventory. Do an examination. Is there good there to be found? It's there. It's really a question of, can you see it? And if you could, if you do this interior work to see the goodness in the other, could you acknowledge it? Could you say out loud, thank you for doing that, that was kind? Could you say out loud, I appreciate that, it was really helpful? Could you say, I see you did X, that was very thoughtful, thank you? Can you imagine a place where you could do that, acknowledging, catching someone in their goodness this week? If anything comes to mind, write it down. Maybe make yourself a reminder. Sometimes helpful to imagine where you might be when it happens. The context, the day, the conversation. Can you catch someone you feel divided from being more than the thing that divides you? Also being good or kind or capable or helpful. That is an antidote to division. Pause, if need be. See if something comes up for you. It's often more difficult to do that acknowledging face to face. So maybe, could you write a card or an email? Or, if face-to-face is a doable stretch for you, could you stretch yourself even further, perhaps, and acknowledge them doing good in front of someone else? Could you multiply the anti-venom effect? Could you do that? And if you could, where could you do it? What's the context you could do it in? Write that down. Acknowledging. Catching someone being the inner light that they carry. And so, indwelling divine, may we be agents of healing in our divided worlds. May we be becoming, inside of ourselves, the kind of people who are able to do that. May our eyes be open to see moments this week and to acknowledge moments this week when someone we feel divided from exposes their own goodness. Be that so. Amen. Well, I hope you'll post in the chat group this week. Talk about how it's going. I'll see you there, and I'll see you on Sunday. Have a growing week.